I'm Nora Young, and you're listening to Spark on CBC Radio 1. Now, earlier we were talking about the little cat and mouse game between teachers and students and how digital technology both helps cheating and helps detect it. But that's not just going on in schools. Out in the broader world, the way you write text messages or emails is saying more about you than you probably realize. We asked freelance technology journalist Jenny Carpenter to look into CSI text message. For example, how would you spell tomorrow in a text message?
I'd spell it as it should be spelled, unless it was a particularly long text
message.
And then I'd omit all the vowels.
I would spell it number two, M-O-R-R-O-W.
Like Tomo, B-O-M-O.
Tomori.
You may not think very much about all those text messages that you send, or the way you spell words in those text messages, but perhaps you should, for they can be used to build a linguistic profile of you. There's a whole field dedicated to this. It's called forensic linguistics. I spoke to Tim Grant. He's a forensic linguist at Aston University in the UK, which means he spends his days analysing the language of criminals. And I asked him for some tips on what you can tell about a person from their text messages.
I know from our databases of text messages that women tend to write slightly longer text messages than men, and they also tend to write text messages which are more interactive. That's to say, women have more conversations with text messages, whereas men tend to leave messages. So the difference between, you know, how are you, I'm fine, thanks, how are you doing, and what are you doing this evening, and all that backwards and forwards, a sort of a dialogue, compared with my train gets in at 5:30, meet you then.
Tim is currently working on a conspiracy to murder case in East London, where he's decoding the text messages of two gangs living side by side in two tower blocks to right next to each other on the same housing estate. Tim is having to unravel the vernacular of London gangs from the text messages.
So what you've got is very abbreviated text speak, and that's overlaid with East London street slang, which is Jamaican in origin. And you can spot language differences between those two tower blocks. And this is partly deliberate, because these are, in a sense, street gangs who are trying to create in-groups and out-groups.
In this case, Tim is not only trying to work out who wrote the text messages, but also the intent of the person composing them. Was the threat in the text message a mere insult, or an actual threat to carry out violence? This type of work is incredibly laborious and involves poring over hundreds and hundreds of text messages. But could we use computers to help us sift through this data instead? This would involve computers not only reading human language, but decoding its meaning. This type of sentiment analysis is already being used in schools to analyse students' emails and instant messages to help crack down on cyberbullying. I spoke to Faye Song. He's an associate professor in computer science at the University of Guelph, and he explained that sentiment analysis was originally designed to automatically analyse online product reviews. He told me how certain words can tell us a lot about whether a reviewer is feeling positive or negative about a product.
When people say small, it's not necessarily means a negative sentiment. In certain products, like the MP3 player, okay, small can be a good thing, you know, little device, easy to carry it with you. But once you put a word or two, okay, and all of a sudden it has a negative sentiment. Too small versus small, okay, that's very different. Yeah.
And so with a little tweaking, sentiment analysis can be used not only to assess how we feel about a product, but how we feel about another person. This then becomes useful for monitoring cyberbullying. But human language is complex. Can computers really do the job of a human? Will they ever get to grips with the subtlety of sarcasm or speedily evolving slang? And anyway, are we happy to have our digital worlds, our text messages, emails and blogs, under constant surveillance? Well, perhaps we don't have a choice. We are producing such colossal amounts of digital language that without the help of computers, we would never have the time to read or decipher what it all says. For Spark, I'm Jenny Carpenter.